A potential strike has been averted among union workers along the East and Gulf Coasts after the union and the Shippers Alliance reached a tentative agreement for a new labor contract. That agreement offers workers new protections against automated technology replacing jobs. That agreement also includes a 62% wage increase for union workers over the next 6 years. Dan Hallstrom, president and CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, says the agreement is outstanding news for the ag industry.
Very appreciative that the two sides were able to come together on a full contract, and very appreciative of the fact that there will be no disruption and that we can continue to focus on the business. And as we all know, the business has been growing and has a lot of potential growth in the future.
The union and shippers had agreed to a short-term agreement last October following a 3-day strike by the union. However, that agreement was set to expire January 15th. Another strike could have shut down all major ports from Maine to Texas had a deal not been reached. And that would have cost the U.S. economy hundreds of millions of dollars each day.
With the level of exports on the pork side, 45% of the waterborne exports are going through the East Coast and Gulf, and about 30% of the beef, of which on the beef side, some of the higher value chilled business is going through there. So obviously any snafu in supply chain is a problem, but especially on the East Coast and Gulf as it relates to some of our key pork and beef products.
The agreement still needs to be approved by a majority vote among the union workers before that new contract can officially kick in. I'm CJ Miller, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.